Hello and welcome to another edition of Real Talk with Jana. And I'm feeling called to share a message on my heart today and explain a little bit about what is ease, grace, and flow really. What is it all about? What does it really mean? I know it's a terminology that is vastly spread across the coaching, the self-help, the spiritual element realm of being in a state of aligned, effortless abundance and joy and ease, grace, and flow in your life. And so what came to me today when I felt into why it gets to be easy, so to speak, not that it's not going to take work, not that it's going to be massively effortless and you're just going to sit back and receive, although that does happen sometimes. There's miraculous things that happen in our lives and we're just so aligned and tuned into what we get to have. But truly, because you're so connected, so clear, you're doing the inner work, you're creating a clearing so that you can very, very certainly hear and receive the guidance that is coming through for you to guide you to your next most aligned action steps, it stops being something that you have to figure out or try to understand or hustle out enough or do more of or make this many phone calls, get on this many webinars, follow up with this many people. It's actually what gets to be easy when you're really connected and you're really allowing source energy to flow through you. You're allowing yourself to be guided to the most effortless, most logical, most graceful, flowy way, the path of least resistance, as Abraham Hicks so eloquently describes, to bring you through to that desired outcome that you so seek. And it's not the desired outcome of, I just want this, I'm going to put some bunch of stuff onto my vision board and go through manifesting and hope all the things come and I don't really even know why I want it and all the stories, but more so actually tuning in and asking yourself, what do you really want? What is it that you actually want? The thing that you probably said no to yourself for time and time again, the thing that, oh my God, who am I to ask for that? I'm greedy. I'm too much. That sounds absolutely unnecessary, unacceptable. I can't possibly ask for that. I can't possibly have that. And those are, of course, all stories of our ego construct, of our fear mind, of lower consciousness awareness. And it's just the noise that's inhibiting you from feeling in, creating that clearing and being receptive to the truth of who you are that's coming through for you, that is your connection to source, that your connection to all that is, and your allowance of being that clear vessel will draw to you massive abundance in all areas of your life, whether that be money or love or more energy or freedom or joy, whatever you so desire, you get to have it when you're in that space of being receptive and tuned in and allowing things to be revealed to you. And how we do that and why I'm a huge promoter of, it's 90% an inner work game. It's not even a game. It's all about the inner work, getting yourself into a place where you have done the work, released the grief, released the fear, moved through all the emotion, taken radical personal responsibility and radical forgiveness for yourself, giving yourself permission to release what doesn't serve you and allow yourself to really tune into what is available to you and has always been. And then being patient, being in the energy of holding that and making sure to show your discipline, to show that you have commitment, to be in that aligned state by committing to knowing that that is all that that really is, and not getting distracted by the shiny objects, not getting distracted by your ego fears coming back, because they're always going to come back in a different form, in a different way. There's going to be people that you might interact with that may trigger you. It's not that that's not going to happen. It's how you react or interact rather with those situations. It's the resilience that you built up within yourself to still hold fast to what is ultimately true and is ultimately in alignment with the divine flow and grace and ease and joy that you get to have in your life. And for you to stand for that every day, what are you choosing? What are the habits that you are leaning into? What are your patterns that you are no longer available for that have been taking you out and blocking you, so to speak? There's no blockage. It's just, I'm not willing to receive it. I'm not willing to get out of my own way. I'm just stuck. I'm blah, blah, blah. All these stories, when in reality, it's the blind spots. It's the we don't know what we don't know. All these stories that have kept us trapped. But the moment that you admit, I am no longer available for this, I desire change, please show me the way, and you recognize that there's a power much larger than you available to you to assist you and guide you every step of the way, there are many moments that I know for a fact you can reflect on in your life where you are like, holy shit, that was such a coincidence. There was so much serendipitous. I was so lucky. Not an accident, not a coincidence, not luck. You are guided. You are supported. You have an entire arsenal of powerful high vibe energy at your disposal any moment that you so choose. But you also have free will, and the universe, God, guidance, whatever you want to call it, will never ever, period, do you understand me, override your free will. So it is a choice, and you get to choose. Do I desire more for myself? What I'm actually entitled to receive? What I was created for? Who do I desire to embody and become and truly stand for in this reality? Who is it that I desire to show up as? What is it that I'm meant to bring into this world? And what does that get to look like for me? Am I waking up and expressing gratitude every day? Am I choosing to look at what is available and what is in alignment for me? Am I releasing, forgiving, and choosing differently every single time something in my awareness feels uncomfortable or less than joyful? Because in the contrast is where we are invited to appreciate all that is for us, all that is in that energetic state of being fully and completely in a receptive mode, in an allowing mode, in a I get to have everything and then mode, more and more and more in our lives. If you so choose it, it is yours. It is your divine right. It is your destiny when you get out of your own way to be able to cultivate and create a life that you and your little tiny pea logic brain could never even fathom possible. And the way you're going to get there, you will not know the how, and it will be the most eloquent guided way there if you so allow it. There are multiple paths of least resistance, as Abraham Hicks says, that you can take to get there. Are you paying attention? Are you listening? Are you looking for the miracles? Are you looking for the guidance? Are you listening for the guidance? Or are you listening to the noise? Are you paying attention to the distractions? Are you keeping yourself completely out of the game and not in purpose? Ask yourself these real questions every day. There is so much power in your questions and looking at the things that you are so in avoidance of looking at. And there is nothing to avoid, and you're not even in avoidance. It's the minute that you feel something uncomfortable or in a resistance mode for yourself, look at that exact thing that is causing this feeling to come up in you and release it and recognize. And you can even ask, what does my highest, best, most available self know, feel, believe about this exact experience, this person, this moment right here, right now? And what do I get to allow to actually be expressed as truth? And if this message resonates with you, I invite you to every day ask these questions of yourself. Choose to be in your full expression and embodiment of your highest and best self. And if you don't know how or where to start, I invite you to join me. I had this amazing download of a course last year that I released. It's called The Art of Receiving, and so many powerful shifts came through for the amazing 8 students that were in the course with me. But I will tell you, I had no idea the impact truly and the message behind what was energetically infused in the energy of the download that came through for me to facilitate this teaching of this course. And I let myself be guided, and I did it despite fear, not really knowing what I was doing. And results that came through were permanently shifting on the cellular level. I didn't know it at the time, but I understand it now, and I'm being guided to take us through a much more profound, much more deep dive understanding of the teachings in the Course, of releasing, of becoming that clear vessel, of allowing, of receiving, of being a receiver, a powerful receiver for Source energy, and showing up as that, and being courageous and bold in our expression, and being that which we desire to see more of in the world. That is the meat and potatoes of this Course. And if you are feeling called, it would just delight my being to have you there in this energy and to hold you for the 6-week incubator of this Course. And I am so deeply thrilled. If you have any questions, you can find me on Facebook. It's just Jana Rome. And if you look on my website, www.janarome.com, I will share my Art of Receiving course on there on the homepage so you can access it. If it is calling to your being, I'm here with you. I'm ready to support you. We start April 18th. It's going to be epic. I'm so thrilled. And I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Massive love.